Okay, so we're here in the InfoSpy Social Center in the Gràcia area of Barcelona. So first of all, could you just tell us a little bit of the history of this area of Barcelona?
Yeah, Gràcia was a little bit village 100 years ago, a little bit more. And then when Barcelona expanded the area, all the little village around Barcelona became city. Yeah.
And so from that, though, this part of the city still has a strong sense of community, and from the old times when it was a community.
Yes, now, yes. So now to conserve this strong feeling, but now, well, I think that in the future it will all this little village will lose their own
sense of
village.
Yeah.
But it's true. Now, yes.
And is that from the city actually expanding out and trying to throw out the local?
Barcelona has a problem because in the east has sea, then on the west has a mountain, and the north there are another city, Badalona, Sant Adrià del Besòs, and then on the south there is Hospitalet del Llobregat, and Barcelona can't expand more.
So it's trying to eat into the bits of the existing city and trying to squash out bits and make new bits, like what we hear of many of the local areas in the city, that the local people are being pushed out because now they want to turn those into new place for foreigners to come in, or to killing the existing communities.
Now?
Yeah, in some other parts of the city.
Because the city can't expand more. Yeah, it's true. For example, the zone of the Forum is an area that we can't see this, because in 2004 the council of the city wanted to do an event about cultures and medio ambiente, cultures, sustainability, you know, but it's not true. It was an event to make works around, make buildings, hotels, and speculation of the area grew up, and the inhabitants of the zone.
They have to move out.
Went out.
Yeah.
Well, went out.
Because the prices went up so high with the speculation.
Yes, of course. It was an excuse. It's not true. And, well, all this on. In 1992, it happened something. It happened the Olympic Games.
Yeah.
Well, when the Olympic Games
happened,
yeah. The area of the sea experimented something like the Forum area.
Right.
Speculation, a village for sports. Yes, and then the seaport.
Yeah.
The new seaport. And the destruction of the sea.
So I suppose it's something that happens in many cities around a lot of Europe, and I suppose the world, where the old parts get killed, and the communities that are there are forced out, either physically forced out or else that just through economics that they're not able to continue living there because it gets too expensive.
Now it's impossible live here. The prices are growing up, and if you want to live out, is when the time passes, when it's very difficult.
Gets worse and worse.
Yeah. People go out to another village, but the other village, the prices are growing up.
Yeah.
And probably I think I don't know what will happen, but I think that it will not continue more, because it's
crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
We are paying for a flat about 60 million of euros.
Yeah.
No, 60. Oh, sorry. Pesetas, but in euros it's 450,000
right.
Something like this. It's
so huge prices compared to some years back.
Sorry, but my English is
no, perfect. But anyway, but as things are here at the moment, just from seeing the just around the streets around here, around this social centre and this part of the city, it does seem to be very special. Like the squares outside, there are lots of people sitting there. There's children playing. There's old men sitting on benches. There seems to be a real sense of life in this area. There seems to be a community that knows each other, and that it seems to be something that's real. Maybe in time that might die, but anyway. So getting back to then the history of this social centre and how it came about and why it came about, and then also how it's been accepted by the neighbourhood and how it's used.
Yeah, okay. The centre appeared in 2003, in the spring of 2003, and for one reason, Enric wanted to make a note here to make the social movements build a node for the social movement.
Okay. So a new node in this part of the city.
Yeah, in this part and other parts of the city.
Okay.
Here there are projects like, for example, and printer.
Yeah.
There are TV. There is a Wi-Fi project internet, and for Barcelona. This is a project that wants to make people share the net, and well, there are a lot of projects. We make meetings here to discuss about things like, for example, Picoil.
Yeah.
No. And or I don't know, a lot of things.
Yeah.
Lot collectives came here to talk about their.
Okay, and the building itself, like, is it a squatted building, or is it owned, or is it rented, or?
Yeah, it's own.
Okay.
This center was a bank. Yeah, and then they recovered the center and converted to a social center.
Okay.
And it's the idea is very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can see the two different ideas in the same place.
Yeah.
You know, years before, it was a bank.
Yeah.
Now it's a social center.
It's
very good.
And just to explain, just for people who are listening, the actual center faces onto one of these squares. So it's not like it's up a back road in the hidden part of the town. It's very much in a very visually present place in the community, mm-hmm. facing the square, which outside of which people are sitting on the benches, so people can see what's going on. And I think a few buildings down, then there's a nice mural as well, and on the back side there's murals. But in terms then of the space, like, what sort of size is here, or how many floors are?
It's one floor, only one floor.
Okay.
This floor.
Okay, and in here then you've got the different areas. Like in the front, you've got the kind of computer area.
Yeah, people from the neighborhood came here to connect to the internet, for example, or get information, flyers, get flyers, take flyers. or came here to talk with us, because it's an open center. But sometimes people don't know what is this center, and sometimes enter here and ask what's that and get some information. Well, it's open, but people sometimes can't understand
the full side of it. Like in French, like it's raison d'être. It's reason for its existence. Okay, and in terms then of like do you have training programs that are like can say young people from the area come and learn how to do, you know, video work or audio work or learn about computers or programs or software?
There are courses about software, for example, open source software. Sometimes we make videos, project videos. Okay.
Inside here in a room or out in the square?
Here.
Okay.
And we make a lot of things.
Okay. And then could you tell us then a little bit about the kind of the wider picture of Barcelona and the social centers? And like there's a lot of different sorts of centers. Like you might have this one, which is quite a technical information zone. You'll have other ones which are maybe very artistic, creative. Then you have other ones that might be very punk and very just gigs and squatty.
I think Barcelona is a city with many activities about the social movements. You can go to squat center and you can enter there and you can see people, punk people, you know. But it's very heterogeneous.
Diverse.
There are a lot of diversity.
But then in terms of with that diversity though, like there's that diversity, I suppose, reflects all the social movements and all the different struggles and lots of different sorts of groups working together in, you know, working toward a better world, I suppose.
Yes, but we want to make a structure that makes a net about all the social movements, because we know that we have problems of communication, not because we are confronted, because the communication is not very good between us and
us being the network of social centers in the city.
There is communication, but if, for example, if we want to run a project and about, I don't know, climate change, for example, well, it's difficult to find groups that are working about it.
So like, would that be like a central kind of node that everybody can access and use, like a virtual, like a blog or a website or something?
Yeah.
Or more a physical, like a physical assembly or something?
Yeah. I don't know what are you asking me.
Okay, I mean, for example, when I came here yesterday, I was trying to connect into the network of social centres, and then I saw some alternative looking people and said, sorry, would you know where the nearest social centre would be? And they pointed me to the red building around the corner. But then from that I got connections to more, and then last night I was given a copy of the info usurp, and that seems to be a very handy and simple could you just explain a little bit about that?
This bulletin is about squat centers that make activities, and you can see this bulletin in the doors of all the squat centers or social centers. And in this case, there is a
like a process, a communication process,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, of course. And then there are the assembly of squads here in Barcelona that groups the squad centers and everybody who are squatting.
Yeah,
they know. Oh.
So for them to let each other know what's going on, what's currently the important or new news or
yes.
Okay.
And it's true. Everybody knows where is InfoSpy, for example. But
yeah.
When I was talking about the meetings about one project in Kong, I was talking about the communication between social movement. No.
So are you saying like if there was almost like a forum where if it was a monthly thing that you might approach and say we would like to do a project about climate change, and then from that the other groups would be represented?
Now there is a project called La Otra Campaña based in the people from Chiapas that are doing La Otra Campaña. Here we want to do something like this, and one of the issues that we are working are this: make a strong, make the communications stronger. Because, for example, in France, when this revolution in the spring happened, it was possible because the communication between social movement was good, and we think that we need to expand our we want to make a strong note.
Yeah.
And la otra campaña is well, you understand me.
The other lateral campaign is trying to develop and strengthen this kind of communication network.
Things is that.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Which I think seems to be one of the main issues for many groups in many countries. How to improve the communication processes so that things can happen easier and that information flows better and is it's not lost in a labyrinth of you're too much, you don't where to go. So I suppose it's something that we continually need to work on. It's like an ongoing project that can be improved as we get better and through new technologies or whatever.
InfoSpy has tools, for example, on the net has a website called movements.info, and there you can do a wiki. It's website that you can work with others, and you can write and put links and other things. And we are improving new tools, new powerful tools to make use of this communication.
Yeah. And what could you I don't know too much about the tech end now, but I'm wondering, do you use streaming, or do you set up live web conferences, or do you have live hookups with say the Chiapas and here?
Not for now, but we want to do things like this. We were in Dijon talking with people from United States that are a server of communications. I don't know the name of the group, but one of the possibilities of this server is to make conference and we want to. To improve that.
Yeah, I suppose one of the ideas we're playing around with at the moment at our social centre is, as some of us are moving around to other places, to try to set up these links. So, for example, that maybe some of the Gestetje in Bilbao, maybe some of the social centres in Barcelona,
then connect,
and in Dublin as well. So it's
make conference, video conference.
Yeah, and even maybe it's a bit hard to imagine what that reality might be, but by experimenting and by trying to do it, by trying to make it, that's where you learn, and then new things come from that, and boundaries are pushed.
Yes. There are experiences here in Spain, in Andalusia, once a year. They make the Hakmit, no. Fat, Arafat, no. They make a meeting and they connect with North Africa, and it was an activity relation
yeah.
with Indymedia, Indymedia Estrecho
yeah.
of Gibraltar, and they make things like this. And here in Barcelona there is a collective that works with audio streaming and video streaming called Riereta.
Okay.
It's in Raval. And sometimes when there are a demonstration, they send people to film, and then they put they collect the films, the cassettes, and then make streaming with these images through internet, through the internet, and you can see it. You can see programs in life and images
yeah.
that filmed in
very recently.
Very recently, yeah.
But I suppose even like as the technology moves forward, like hopefully you can get to a stage where a mobile unit can be brought
yeah.
to the front line, so that it can be actually live.
Yes.
On the net, so what happens can be seen right there.
I think for now it's not not possible, but not impossible, because if you can connect to Wi-Fi in street,
exactly,
yes, you can do things like this. But Wi-Fi signal is not very good everywhere, and sometimes you must steal the network from others. And it's if there is a demonstration moving around the street, you can lose the connection.
But I suppose with things like that, like the idea of what is possible
yeah.
is the first step, and then the actual technical
yes.
bits and pieces that go to yeah. making that reality happen, that's the next thing.
In my opinion, I think that it will happen.
Yeah, yeah, I think it seems like the natural thing to
yes.
and it's definitely something to be working toward.
Yeah.
Okay, so just in terms then of, because we've probably gone over the time, have you any views of how you'd like things to move forward, or you know, like the idea of say like the social center in Ireland or in other places, or you know, how best that we can be working together or moving this whole project forward?
If I have any idea about it,
yeah.
Well, if I think that if I've not very important piece of InfoSpy, but Enric can answer this.
Okay.
I think that Enric okay. can answer this question.
Well, even just for yourself, I suppose in terms of, maybe it'd be nice maybe if you ended up in Dublin in a few years' time in
yeah.
you know, and seeing similar projects to InfoSpy happening in Dublin, and then maybe being able to connect back here. You know, it's just I don't really know. I suppose maybe we just. Yeah. Okay, we'll leave it at that. But it sounds great what's going on here, and it's great to see, because coming from Ireland, where we spent over the last year working on a project to make a social centre in Dublin and having a tough time. Like that's only one. There was one in Belfast, there's a small space in Cork, but that's like three for the whole country.
Yes.
That are very small, and you know, only starting to do small little things. So for me coming here to seeing just how much stuff is happening in Barcelona, how much diversity there is, how many different projects are being worked on, how many different sorts of different projects, like it's really healthy, and it's really it gives hope to people like me and to other people at home, you know, that things can be improved. And I suppose the end of it goes back to how we started this conversation about how how cities and neighbourhoods or barrios, like how they can really be places of quality life, where people can have the best life possible, where they can have an exciting life, a creative life, a safe life by knowing each other, working with each other, being able to do the projects like what you're running.
In my opinion, I think that we must connect with people that are not in movements. I think that this the difficult number one. Connect with others, and because, well, I don't know if your question was,
no?
Well, but I think that everybody that is doing things knows, for example, InfoSpy, knows the squad centers, knows people goes to the conference, then everybody meets them, but we must connect with people of the neighborhoods, people that are working and don't know what is happening here in this center.
Yeah.
I would like to share alternatives with them, and it's a slow process. I don't know how to explain it, but it's like you have the social centers here and people, normal people here, and we must
I suppose stuff like that comes from when people have a need, like if there are problems and people have needs that are, you know, like for example the prices are going crazy because of the way this capitalist world is going, or whether it's a local struggle, like, or even just an individual in the area, like I think it's, is it up the road, another centre up the road, the La Chimera, mm-hmm. where there was a man who was getting, he was getting kind of pushed out by the civil authorities, and then people came to support him because he had a very strong need, and that grew into something something stronger.
Yes.
I suppose that's just an example of how, I suppose what I'm trying to say is how being able to communicate, not in words, but maybe just by offering something that people can kind of go, that helps me in my world. I need to find out more about this because it will improve my quality of life. For example, if it's an area where there's lots of people, immigrants from maybe years back, but who were experiencing racism as neo-Nazi groups are getting stronger, something like that, that maybe it's about offering solidarity and connecting up and anti-fascist action or whatever. Like, you know, when there's, because there are really strong problems out there on the streets, in neighbourhoods, but it's about, like you said, making connections and getting the people involved. And so, but anyway, it's great to see what's happening here. So it really is, and I don't know half of what's going on yet, so I'm just trying to get a sense of this world.
I think Barcelona is a great city. About if you go to the rest of Spain, well, there is movement, but not like in Catalonia, no.
Yeah.
And well, I don't know if it's an historical thing or it's because Catalans are stronger, stronger and with efforts.
Yeah.
And I don't know. So you can see this because the police police repression is strong and stronger, and every day is stronger, and this is a signal that the things are working here. And yes.
Yeah, it's like the those forces that are trying to push a certain way of life and trying to
break these alternatives.
But I suppose that in simple, like you're telling me, well, the idea of sustainability, like if this world continues the way it's going, it's over. Like it's crazy. But some people don't want to listen to that. So, but sure. Anyway, listen, well, muchas gracias. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Thank you very much for your time, and it's great to see what you're doing here. So, hopefully, then, sorry for being late. And,
sorry, because I don't speak very well English.
Perfect. It's perfect. No. Perfect. Yeah, so, So we'll do the best we can, and like this, just, you know, like, just for me coming in off the street, this is just a further connection, further understanding. It's like one kind of part of the network, understanding a little bit more, and a little bit of work trying to strengthen that network. So
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.